Welcome back to another episode of the Power Sports Memorabilia Show. I am your host, Matt Powers. Thank you again for joining me. Don't forget to visit the website, powersportsmemorabilia.com. Also, give me a follow over there on Instagram, at Powers Autographs. Well, today we're going to talk about the age-old question in the sports memorabilia world. And no, we are not going to be talking about, will Michael Jordan ever do an autograph signing? Okay, we've covered that. The answer is no. But a popular question that I get quite frequently is, what type of pen should I be using for my cards and for my tickets? Should I be using a Sharpie and should I be using a Stadler pen? So if you're not too familiar with either one of those, I'm not going to get too deep into the weeds here, mainly because I'm not a pen expert. I did not go to school to study pens or ink or anything like that. The only thing I will share with you ever on the show is my experience. So please don't take this as gospel or you must do it this way. All I'm doing is sharing my experience. Other people do it different ways. This is just how I do things. So a Sharpie and a Stadler are very, very similar pens, okay? They're not paint pens. They are just a standard kind of ink pen. Great for, you know, cards and for tickets mainly. Sharpies are mainly used more for photos than a Stadler would. In fact, I don't think I've ever done a Stadler on a photo. But they're two popular choices for cards and tickets, okay? And a lot of people swear on, you know, I'm this way or I'm this way. It's almost like politics, right? You know, you've got your Republicans do the Stadlers and your Democrats do the Sharpies or whatever it is. So, and there's no right or wrong answer to this. But for me personally, okay, I really like a Sharpie when it comes down to my cards, tickets, etc. The Stadler to me is a little bit, it's a little bit thinner of a pen than I would like. I personally think the Sharpie is a much bolder blue. What I mean by that, it's kind of a darker color. It kind of stands out a little bit more. So some of the critics that you will say of the Sharpie that are kind of more into the Stadler camp is you'll hear this argument all the time. It's, oh, but Matt, all the trading card companies use Stadler. It's the only pen to use for cards. I don't really care what Topps or Fanatics or any of these other companies are doing with their products. I don't care. I don't care how big they are. I'm doing what I'm doing. I mean, heck, Monsanto puts chemicals in their products that kill you. So we shouldn't really be listening to these big companies anyway. I don't know why they went with Stadler for all their cards and stuff like that. I don't have any intimate knowledge of that. I just know for me that Sharpie has been around for almost as long as the sports memorabilia hobby has, it seems like, okay? It's a pretty standard, very easy to use pen. They're pretty fade resistant. I happen to like them. The Stadler for me, it just is not a great pen for getting an autograph grade as a 10, which is kind of what I'm shooting for and which is what I kind of think you guys are shooting for. And in our profession here, what I kind of view my role is when people send us items or we're getting items signed for them if they're buying our product, is how can I get the, not only the best looking autograph as far as a color wise, but which one is not going to streak as much? Which one is going to be a much bolder pen to choose from? Sometimes it's going to be a paint pen. Sometimes it might be a Stadler. But the over majority of the time, a Sharpie is the way to go. It's just a very consistent and easy to use pen. There's no prep work with it, and it's ready to go. The blue Sharpie, to me, is kind of the standard when it comes to signing cards. There are exceptions to that. I have seen Mariano Rivera sign Bowman rookies, signed in Stadler. Now, your medium point Stadler. I'll get to the different types of points here in a second. But the medium Stadler looks absolutely amazing on Mariano Rivera's. For whatever reason, they look sharp. I think the reasoning behind that is because that Stadler is a little bit thinner of a pen. And as you know, Rivera's autograph, he pretty much spells out most of the letters, or he does a decent job of doing that, more so than most athletes. So you kind of need a little bit of a thinner pen there to show the enunciation of the letters. So in that case, Stather works great, okay? But most of us aren't really kind of spending too much time going deep into the weeds and analyzing each athlete's autograph. You just want to know, hey, Matt, what's the most consistent pen that I can use to make sure that my autographs, you know, don't fade and I get the best looking one? And the simplistic answer is just the blue Sharpie. That is just the way to go. Now, there are other pens out there. Sharpie makes one like this. So does Stather, where it's kind of, I think they call it an extra fine. And that's way too thin of a pen. You never want to dink around with that one. It sucks. I saw some extra fine Stathers come back on a couple guys' Shaq cards. I don't know why they picked this pen, but it does not look good. It would not have been my first choice. But some people are happy with it. I get tickets all the time from many customers, and they want Stather and everything. Stather this, Stather this. And in my experience, an athlete who's got a very, very quick autograph, a Stather might not be the best choice for that. You get guys like Shaq, who's kind of pretty quick. Iverson's pretty quick. Whereas Rivera is probably a little bit slower. So I don't know if there's anything to that, but I'm not willing to figure out. So I like to just keep it real consistent and do the Sharpie when it comes to my tickets and also my cards. So that's my argument. Again, this is not gospel. You try something. If it works for you, continue to do it. Like, I don't know everything. I could barely keep my own life together here. I mean, here I am trying to tell you what pen to use. So, but if you're looking for a consistent pen, I think most people in this industry would agree that a Sharpie is the way to go. And I guess what? You can always start getting stuff done in Sharpie, and then you want to change it up and do Stather for a while. You may end up liking that. You can always switch. Nothing is ever permanent except for a Sharpie on a card. You cannot get it off of that. I always love people to say, hell, the Sharpie smeared here. How did I wipe it off? You can't. It's stuck. It's on the card forever and ever and ever. It'll be on that card long after we are here on this planet. So that's the unfortunate case with a Sharpie. Now, paint pens, on the other hand, on a chrome card, you can clean those off pretty easily. So that's kind of the downfall of paint pens, is they chip a little bit because they kind of sit on the top part of the surface of the card. But that's a whole nother topic here. So we've gone on too long here. So that's the debate. That's my argument, Sharpie versus Stather. But again, you guys are free to do what you want. I love you either way. Don't forget to visit the website, powersportsmemorabilia.com. Also, we follow over there on Instagram. As long as they keep letting me post on there, they've been hounding me lately. I don't know. They don't like me very much. And that's @PowersAutographs. And I will see you guys on the next episode.